This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Germans go to the polls Sunday to elect a government. A recent TV debate has helped Chancellor Gerhard Schröder of the Social Democrats close the gap on his opponent, Angela Merkel, of the Christian Democrats. NPR's Rachel Martin reports on how the embattled chancellor is trying to live up to his reputation as the comeback kid.
It's Friday night in the town of Augsburg, just north of Munich, and thousands of people have crammed into an enormous tent. Sitting at long wooden tables, men, women, the young and old, swig beer from liter-sized glasses as they anticipate the main attraction. They've come to see their chancellor, Gerhard Schröder, and the master campaigner does not disappoint. We shall not try to solve all the conflicts in the world with violence, he says. We have to fulfill our alliance commitment, but one thing always has to be clear. The question whether we take part in military actions shall be decided in Berlin and nowhere else, and not by our strongest ally. Schröder's stand against the U.S. war in Iraq helped him come from behind to win a close election in 2002, and the war has been a recurring theme in this campaign. But with 5 million people unemployed and a stagnant East Germany yet to flourish after unification, the big issue in this campaign is how to fix Germany's economy. Many here are loyal SPD supporters, like 75-year-old Anton Schmid from Augsburg. He's a retired technician for the local newspaper, and he says Schröder's labor-friendly SPD is the only possible choice.
There's nothing else. As a unionist, you don't vote for anybody else. The problems of the economy are not Schröder's fault.
Schröder spearheaded aggressive economic reforms last year that included deep cuts in the state's social welfare programs, something that doesn't sit well with many here. 39-year-old Karen Dunbara has been collecting a pension on and off for years, and she doesn't want to see it go away through Schröder's reforms. She says Schröder has plenty of charm and charisma, but it's not enough to convince her to vote for the SPD.
I like to see him. He is a nice man, but in politics I think he does not do things I would do.
Gunter Scheer is a civil servant with the local government in Augsburg, and he's voting for Angela Merkel's CDU, even though he voted for Schröder in 2002.
Because the results of his politics are not so good. He said he will halve the poorest people, and after 7 years, they are still so great as it was before, and that's the major problem for him, I think. So I think he will not win the election because of this.
But his friend Hans Schäfer disagrees. Although he himself is undecided, he says in the end people will vote for the candidate they know.
I think ultimately these polls will change. They'll go back to Schröder because people feel more comfortable with him and they can't relate to Merkel.
That's what happened in 2002 when Schröder and the SPD narrowly defeated the CDU and beat the odds. Polls suggest Schröder has begun to turn the tide in his favor in this election after a televised debate against the CDU's Angela Merkel. Schröder wooed voters with his trademark combination of statesmanship and charm, but he also tackled criticisms of his economic reforms. Citing recent reports that the German economy is on the rebound, he asked voters for patience. I'm not saying I'm content. How could I be, he says. But the reforms we have started that nobody dared to before are beginning to show effect, and that is exactly why these policies have to be continued. While Angela Merkel is said to have held her own in the debate, analysts declared Schröder the winner, and his poll ratings began to climb, cutting the CDU lead to 7 points. Markus Feldenkirchen is a political reporter for the German magazine Der Spiegel. Last month, he said most people believed Schröder was on his goodbye tour, but now that's changed.
It's still not very likely that he stays chancellor, but compared to the situation 2 or 3 weeks ago, it's at least not impossible anymore. Gerhard Schröder is a fighter like no one else in German politics, and the last days of campaigning, that is the time of the year and the time of politics that he loves like no one else.
At the end of his speech in Augsburg, Schröder makes a final appeal to the audience. Your vote for the SPD, for me as chancellor, that is what I'm asking from you, he says. I am asking for your trust. Schroeder flashes his movie star smile, makes a victory sign, then stands on a table hoisting a large beer and toasts the crowd. Voters will go to the polls Sunday to decide whether or not to give Schroeder and the SPD one more chance. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Berlin.